The Salvage Public Studio is a low-key space in Kaimuki where co-founders Joe Rao and Napali Souza spin out their designs and their marketing, which they enjoy. Their aesthetic, their travel experiences, and their connection to Hawaii have forged a strong local brand. Here, I asked where each of them got their fashion sense, their sort of sense of presentation.
I'm not sure.
How'd you get your aesthetic?
My mom? I don't know.
I know.
Your dad's closet.
Yeah.
Were they really snappy dressers?
My dad is the opposite of a snappy dresser, but my mom, she's a musician, and her sister and my tutu would play music together, and they would always wear really colorful holoku in a taffeta usually. With the hakule, they wore that. They showed up, and that was their look. And I think that awareness and that respect that they put into how they added to a party or a wedding, I think, was my first idea of what it means to put yourself together and to look right and to show up and to and how to dress. So I would say it comes from mom.
I just know what you mean with the big flowers. It's so together.
And it's you don't see that as much anymore, I think.
What about you, Joe? Where did you get your style?
I don't know where I would have gotten it from, but I know as a kid I used to love kind of digging around and just my parents' closet, and this is probably third grade, fourth grade, and I'd find flannel shirts or whatever it was, and that would be my school outfit for the day, you know. And I feel like even as at that age, I was very aware of what I was wearing, you know. Going, you called it a presentation. I felt yes, this is my outfit for the day, and I'm only a third grader, but I want to look cool, I want to look stylish. I was into skateboarding, and I think if you're into some, I think when you're involved with any sport, and especially what would have been a skateboarding or a surf culture, I think you're really aware of, okay, I kind of have to look the part also. You know, I should be wearing these brands, or I should be, if I can't afford those brands, then I should be wearing something that kind of looks like that at least. And so I think having that awareness from a young age, and, you know, you're kind of fitting into your group and your clique, I think that's kind of where it developed for me for style. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We look at some of places that we've traveled to also, or we've lived at, and looking at these different areas, you know, we've both lived in Los Angeles also, and we've both lived in South America, and we've taken trips to Asia, and I think we're trying to see what fits in a lot of different markets, yet stay true to some aspects of what is Hawaii as well.
Hawaii style, what are the elements of that to you?
I think the elements are multiculturalism, just the influence of the Hawaiian, Chinese, Japanese, Filipino communities. It's presenting clothes that are comfortable, I think, first and foremost. Hopefully good for the planet. I think Hawaii being on an island, I think comes with a certain awareness of how interconnected the whole world is, and sustainability, the need for it seems to be so obvious here. So maybe that's sort of where we set ourselves apart, is by focusing on clothes that are good for the planet.
Why? How are your clothes good for the planet?
We use organic cottons. We manufacture everything in the U.S. I mean, not that that's good for the planet, but economically, we work with a factory here locally to make at least half of our stuff here. So it's not traveling to sew the things. Yeah, mm-hmm. We've worked with organic dyes in the past, using the indigo. Series, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I mean, we try as much as we can. It comes with certain costs that are hard for a small brand like us, but it's definitely part of, I think, our ethos.